Welcome to the 90 Days with Nurse Dan podcast, a 90-day journey for the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. I am a critical care registered nurse with a background in youth ministry and window cleaning. That last one has nothing to do with the theme of this podcast, but I did it for 13 years, so if you know anyone who needs their windows cleaned, please don't call me, because I don't do that anymore. Instead, I'm inviting you on a 90-day journey of physical, mental, and spiritual health through the Christian practices of prayer, spiritual reading, meditation, and gratitude. I'm also going to encourage you to exercise at least 3 times per week. In the end, our goal is 3 hours of spiritual devotion and 3 hours of physical exercise per week. And because I believe faith was not meant to be done alone, I invite you to find and engage in a local church community. So please, follow this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and join me on a 90-day journey for the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Today, we are on exercise 35 of 36 on our 90-day journey and 11 of 12 in our final 30-day challenge. So that means after today, we just have one more exercise left. Oh, but wait, there's more. If you call in right now, you'll get a bonus episode, which is going to be day 90. And so if you missed one, you know, you got a mulligan, you got a makeup. And we are actually going to use that makeup because I fell behind a week and I want to make sure we get through the Gospel of John. So that 90-day episode, which is going to be the 39th episode, is actually going to be utilized to read 4 more chapters of the Gospel of John to make sure that we finish that out, which also means that sadly we have to say goodbye to our good friend, Mr. John Fox. What does Fox say? He says that we don't have time for his book right now because we want to make sure we get through the Gospel of John, which means we're going to be reading about 4 chapters an episode. That'll get us through it. And these are longer chapters for the Bible. Of course, some chapters in the Bible are shorter, some are longer. It seems like these chapters in the Gospel of John seem to be taking a little bit longer. So we're going to make sure to get through 4 chapters an episode for these last 3 episodes. And at the end of today's episode, I'm going to talk about muscle. I was just inspired by an interview with swimmer, surfer, and author Bonnie Sue, who just released her new book, On Muscle, The Stuff That Moves Us and Why It Matters. But first, we're going to continue reading the Gospel of John. And as always, we're going to spend the bulk of our time doing the actual practices of prayer, spiritual reading, and gratitude. So let's get started with our 5 minutes of prayer, 10 minutes of Bible reading, 10 more minutes of Bible reading today, and the Lord's Prayer, Serenity Prayer, and the Apostles' Creed that all have links in the show notes. And today is Sinner Wednesday. Normally it's Sinner Saturday, but this is going to be released on a Wednesday. And so we're praying the Lord's Prayer. And when we get to that part of the Lord's Prayer where we're either debtors, trespassers, or sinners, we're going to be sinners today and we're going to say sins. So let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay, let's pray the Serenity Prayer. And you can click on that Celebrate Recovery Canada Serenity Prayer link and it'll take you up north for the Serenity Prayer. So let's pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy with you in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. All right, and last but not least, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right. Well, now that we've finished our time of spoken prayer, we're going to head into 2 minutes of focused meditative breathing. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and exhale. Inhale. 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 Exhale. Big inhale. And exhale. All right. Well, good job. That finishes our 2 minutes of focused meditative breathing. One of the secrets to happiness in life is being able to pause and just reflect and take some deep breaths. So now we're going to head into not 10, but 20 minutes of Bible reading together. We are combining our Bible and our spiritual reading today. We're going to get through 4 chapters of the Gospel of John. We will do that for the last 3 episodes that we've got here. And that'll get us to the end of the Gospel of John. We're diving into a verily, verily that Jesus says here in John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leave the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are gods? If ye call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many restored unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. John 11, verse 1, The Lord of Life. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man, I like that. Are there not 12 hours in the day? I've never heard that before. Jesus was talking about a nursing shift there, I think. If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Albeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye lain him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man to not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which I stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which had come to Mary and had seen the thing which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. And then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover, to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, What think ye that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment, that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. John chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which he had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then Jesus said, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to them, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon. As it is written, Fear not, daughter of Sion. Behold, the King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to the worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth not. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying the death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in the darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeketh me seeketh him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to the world to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgment judgeth him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 13, verse 1, the third Passover. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end, the Last Supper. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God, and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash his disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know afterward. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash not thee, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for I am so, for it is so. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it comes to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one to another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter. Therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do it quickly. Now no man on the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, When he was gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. But this shall all men know, that ye are my disciples, if ye have love to one another." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered, "Whither I go, thou cannot come. Follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." And we will go ahead and stop there. Now is the time where we're going to head into our 5 minutes of gratitude, answering the two questions by Sean Aker. What are three things that I'm thankful for today and why? And three details about the most meaningful experience of your day. And I'm just going to kind of wing these today. Didn't have a chance to write these down, but I'm going to say the first thing that I'm thankful for, I'm going to go with that I was able to get up and on the roof and do a little bit of repair work up there without having to hire somebody to do it. And I think I've got one more piece of trim that I need to replace that's about 6 feet long, so it's not too big. And hopefully I can do that myself. If it looks like I'm having trouble, then we'll have to pay somebody to do that. And, you know, it's not cheap to have people come out to your house and do that kind of work. But I'm thankful for people who are skilled in that. That'll be my number two. I'm thankful for people like my brother, who's a trim carpenter, or not a trim, I'm sorry, he's a carpenter by trade, but now he's kind of a jack of all trades. I've got a brother-in-law who is a trim carpenter and a diesel mechanic, and I got another brother-in-law who's a carpenter and a builder and a jack of all trades and a mechanic. And so, you know, people like that, I'm very thankful for, because things get broken and somebody's got to fix them. And so that's number two. Number three, I'm going to go with my Golden State Warriors hat. I've got this hat that I got when I took a trip to California, and it was at one of my gas station stops that they had just like a bin full of hats. And this was only $5, but it's an awesome hat. Doesn't look like it was only $5. It's got this great memory fit foam interior, and then it's got like a nice, anyways, it's fits really nice, and I love the colors. And so, and the, you know, the Warriors are a good team. I was born on the East Bay, where the Warriors used to be before they turned traders and moved to San Francisco on the other side of the bay, where all the rich snooty people are. But you know, it's okay. I'm sure they got a nice stadium out of the deal. Poor Oakland, losing all their teams. They're going to Las Vegas and San Francisco, and now I've got something. If I had three things that I'm not thankful for today, it would be number one, the Oakland A's leaving Oakland. Number two, the Oakland Raiders leaving Oakland. And number three, the Golden State Warriors leaving Oakland. But I left Oakland, so I guess I can't blame them. All right. Now for the three details about the most meaningful experience of my day. It's got to be baseball practice with my oldest son. The head coach had something come up. He was going to cancel practice. And then my wife volunteered me to lead practice, which was actually really cool, because I was like, hey, you might as well. So got to get the kids together and ran some drills. I got to throw some soft pitch. And man, the kids were really hitting the ball well today, especially this one kid. He got a couple inside the park home runs during our practice and just belted the ball deep into the outfield. So it's just a lot of fun. And I know that my son had a lot of fun. I think his friends had fun, and it was just a good practice. And now we're just hoping to get our first win tomorrow. So that's we can be praying about that. I really want these kids to get a win. And so Now I'm going to encourage you to get your 30 minutes of zone two cardio, 30 minutes of zone two, 20 minutes of strength training, and then a 5 minute warm up and 5 minute cool down. So 30, 20, 10 there. And I will say today's health hack is about muscle. And so going back to that strength training, muscle, there's that. I listened to a interview today with her name is Bonnie Sue, and she's a swimmer, surfer, and author. And she just did a really cool interview. It was on the what's the name of this podcast? It's called Mind Body Green Podcast. And this was episode number 589. And it's the deeper meaning of muscle for women with Bonnie Sue. And so I put a link in the show notes. I also put a link to her book titled On Muscle, The Stuff That Moves Us and Why It Matters. And a couple things that stuck with me that I love things that reinforce what I've learned from somebody else. So last episode I talked about the interview with Dr. Peter Attia, and I've shared a lot of what he shared in his book Outlive, and she reiterated some of these things. And the big one was the mind-body connection, the muscle-mind connection. And she talked about how the movement of muscle stimulates the mind, and that, we have this false notion of there's the stereotypical meathead where, you got the big strong muscles, but no, but small brain. And it's actually couldn't be anything further from the truth that actually movement is medicine. Movement stimulates the mind. And this links up with what Dr. Peter Attia says, that the number one intervention to prevent the development of Alzheimer's, dementia, is exercise. It's not Sudoku puzzles. It's not crossword puzzles. It's not, oh, I don't know, watching Jeopardy, or especially Wheel of Fortune. It's going to be exercise, and it's because movement. And, as a stroke nurse, I've talked about this in the past, having worked in the surgical trauma neuro ICU and taking care of a lot of stroke patients. When someone has a stroke, the first place you notice that it shows up is in the body. So when the mind goes, so goes the body. And so the opposite is also true, that as we exercise, we stimulate the mind. And that was really cool. And she talks about just the beauty of muscle, the aesthetics of muscle, but then she talks about the functionality of muscle, that muscle is extremely functional, and then the mind-body connection with muscle. It was just a really good interview. And what I liked is I've shared a lot from doctors throughout this series. And she's not a doctor, but she's an athlete. She's somebody who has loved exercise and physical activity her whole life, and you can see it on her. You can see that strength and vitality. And speaking of athletes, I've got a fun story from my senior year in high school. I was really fortunate because my senior trip was to Hawaii. And you know what was so crazy? We only had to raise $500 back in 1999 to go to Hawaii. And we went to Oahu and we stayed in this hotel. And I had a small graduating class. There was only 45 of us. And one day, a group of us decided that we wanted to rent some scooters so that we could drive around the island. And when we went there, there was this big guy who I had recognized. I immediately knew who he was. He was unmistakable. It was Magnus von Magnuson from the World's Strongest Man competitions. And I looked at him and I go, "You're Magnus von Magnuson from the World's Strongest Man competitions." And he just looks at me and goes, "Yeah, I've been them all." And he didn't say anything else to me. He just, "Yeah, I've been them all." And he was, I'll never forget it, because he was standing there with this girl. I guess it was his girlfriend or somebody he was dating. And she was this like little petite thing, and he was this giant mountain of a man. And she's trying to talk him into getting this little scooter that's like the size of a little Vespa scooter. And I'm thinking, there's no way that this giant mountain of a man is going to get on this little scooter. It just like he, I mean, he had muscles in places that I don't even have places, to quote my friend Scott from growing up. But he was very impressive. Look him up if you're ever looking up like World's Strongest Man competition, Magnus von Magnuson. Pretty cool. But One of the things that Bonnie Sue talks about is that muscle isn't just for men. Muscle is for women too, and that women can be strong, men can be strong. We don't have to, limit ourselves. My wife loves to lift weights. That's one of the things that she realized when at some point was that there is pressure, I think, on women that they should just be petite and do yoga and Pilates and run. But, weights are for men. And that one of the things they talked about in this interview is that that stereotype is going away, that it's still there to some extent, but it's going away. And that's a good thing, because muscle is for everybody. I mean, muscle, one of the things that Dr. Peter Attia talks about is that if we don't have muscle, the more muscle we have, the more muscle we will have later in life, that we actually start to have muscle breakdown, muscle loss starting at the age of 30. That's something that Bonnie Sue talks about. And that's earlier than you would think. I remember for me, I think my wake up call was at about the age of 28 when I realized, oh, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so one of the stories that Dr. Peter Attia talks about is that there was this study done on bone density, and you can't gain bone density without lifting heavy weight. And they took these women, these elderly ladies who had never lifted weights in their life. And they had one group, I think they just did like running or something like that. And then they had another group that carried heavy weight. And the group that carried heavy weight, even in their 70s, developed more bone density, and that has a protective quality to it, that's going to, if one of those, little old ladies were to fall, they'd be less likely to break a hip or break a femur. And a fall is the number one way in old age that people lose mobility. I mean, they fall, they break a hip, they break a femur. And if they were walking, well, by the time they recover, if they survive, because there's a 30% chance that they'll die in that, I think it was a 15 to 30% chance that they'll die in the next year at that point. But they will now have to use a walker. And if they were using a walker before the fall, then they're going to be in a wheelchair. And if they were in a wheelchair before they fell and broke the hip or the femur, they're going to be bedbound. And so you need to give yourself some room. You got to give yourself margin for error. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that you are maintaining your muscle mass through lifting weights and eat plenty of protein. And that's all I got for you today. So thanks for joining me on the 90 Days with Nurse Dan podcast. I hope that this practice is as beneficial for you as it is for me. If not, I hope that you do find a practice that works for you. But if it has been beneficial for you and it gives you a structure that allows you to create space for God to work in your body, mind, and spirit, then please give this podcast a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and stay on this journey for the full 90 days. We only got a couple more left. So see you next time.